Under the cover of darkness, a fleet of Chinook helicopters ferries British troops from their base in southern Afghanistan into the heart of Taliban territory. This is Operation Tor Shahzada, the biggest offensive of the summer for British troops. They are joined by hundreds of Afghan soldiers trying to clear insurgents from the town of Syedabad in Helmand province. Coalition forces say it is a stronghold for the Taliban, where they make many of the improvised explosive devices that are a daily hazard for the troops and local Afghans. Captain Brad Pino is the British platoon commander.
The guys are building up positions now, just in case the insurgents do decide to attack. We're also preparing stores such as rations and water, so we can obviously keep ourselves sustained. And then it'll just be patrolling out from the area just to see if we can mix with the locals and find the insurgents.
British commanders say this operation is making good progress. But in Afghanistan as a whole, it has been a tough month. And in Britain, opinion polls indicate public support is falling. 15 British servicemen were killed in July. On a recent trip to India, British Prime Minister David Cameron justified the Afghan war by saying the troops are keeping Britain safe from terrorism. But Professor Malcolm Chalmers of the Royal United Services Institute says the public is not buying the Prime Minister's reasoning.
Both the previous government and this government have tried to do so by making this chain of terror argument that we need to be in Afghanistan to prevent Al-Qaeda moving for Pakistan back into Afghanistan, because that may lead to future terrorist attacks on the Street of London. And it's such a complicated and several staged argument that it basically isn't believable by most people in this country.
In the southern province of Uruzgan, the 2,000 troop Dutch contingent is packing up and pulling out after the coalition government in the Netherlands collapsed following a long-running dispute over the deployment. Canadian troops will begin withdrawing next year. Brigadier General Joseph Blotz, a spokesman for the NATO force in Afghanistan known as ISAF, insists the coalition is holding together.
The overall force posture of ISAF and of the Afghan National Security Forces as well, is increasing. So we do have the necessary force posture, we do have still the necessary capabilities of all sorts.
Even if troop numbers hold up, Professor Chalmers says future public support for the mission depends on progress.
And if we get to summer 2011 and people don't believe that we've made real progress, then I don't think there's an appetite here. I don't think there's an appetite actually in the United States. We're saying, well, let's have another go and another go and another go. And just like in Vietnam, you can get then a very rapid erosion of public confidence.
Analysts say it will take major progress against terrorism in Afghanistan to counter the weight of public opinion in Britain and other NATO countries that this is an unwinnable war. Henry Richwell for VOA News, London.